The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America, 27 after 8, 27 after 7 in Brisbane. Donald Trump in Vietnam. Harley.
Well, he's there to meet the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. They're in Hanoi. It's their second summit. They're going to talk about nuclear weapons. It's a thorny issue, of course. I mean, the president wants to see North Korea get rid of the weapons. Kim undoubtedly wants to keep them because they make him powerful. They help keep him in power. It's his only real bargaining chip for global respect. But the pressure comes because Kim's nuclear program progresses. He'll soon be able to threaten targets anywhere on the planet. North Korea could become a real superpower. Trump told the nation's governors before he went he hopes to achieve denuclearization. Of course, the stick is more sanctions at a minimum. The carrot is to help North Korea become the economic success story its people would dream about.
Yep.
And he would argue that's Kim Jong-un's best chance at a greater legacy than anything calculated with big
But
bomb.
Trump gets no credit at all, does he, for the fact that he's talking to the bloke. There can't be anything wrong with that.
No, you know, you're right. I mean, he gets very little credit, except some people have come to understand that it makes sense. You have to talk before you can reach an agreement.
Yeah.
You know, and of course they're going to criticize whatever he does unless he comes home with a full, bag of nuts, which is not going to happen right away.
You know, no, the big full bag of nuts is denuclearization, and there are suggestions that Kim mightn't be telling the truth about the extent to which they've wound back on all of that, but it can only be a good thing for the world. I mean, everyone pumps up the defense budgets, and the basis is that we're going to be fighting someone. For God's sake, can't we live in a world where we're not constantly wanting to blow one another up?
That's a good question, but it's an open one, isn't it?
It is an open one. The Federal Reserve Chairman.
Well, yeah, this is, his name is Jerome Powell, and he says the U.S. economy should keep expanding. It'll be solid, but somewhat slower pace than what they expected. He said there are risks. The global slowdown is one of them, talking about to the U.S. market, volatility in the stock markets, and who knows how trade policy with China is going to work out. He was there in Congress to deliver the semiannual monetary report. He said the board is going to be patient when it comes to moving interest rates, patience demanded by cross currents and conflicting signals. That's really a long-winded way of saying they're not going to hike interest rates.
No, that's right. Soon. That's right. It's a big interest for us, a little outfit, a little economy, because if America sneezes, we tend to get the flu. All right, Harley, we'll talk to you tomorrow.